Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the second hour of our Martin Luther King Day holiday weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. So that means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. They've got internet access, and all I got to do is go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, click on Listen Live in the upper right, and that will click you through to 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen in the upper left, and then Listen Online, and you will be all set up to stream the show. Now, we are also on Facebook. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and gosh, let me tell you, as I'm catching my breath after a love training, because we all got up, and even Natasha got out of her chair and danced this time. Woohoo! I got the sunglasses and lasers, though. That was very cool. Let's see. Okay. And I was going, Facebook. There is one of the most amazing posts I think I've ever posted. It's down a few. So you have to go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. Scroll down a few. But there are photographs and a story about an absolutely amazing woman beekeeper. And she does honeybees. And she rescues honeybee hives. You know, like, you know, you've got one in the wall of your house, or, you know, they moved into a garbage can, or you know, a shed or something, she goes. But the amazing thing, I mean, she's the closest thing to a bee whisperer ever. This woman deals with these bees. She can read their body language, feel their energy. She knows when they're friendly or they're not. And she saves and rescues these hives with absolutely no protective equipment on. And no, you know, she doesn't wear the suits and all of that. She goes in and you can watch her. I mean, there's film of this. It's amazing. And there'll be, you know, thousands and thousands of honeybees in these hives. And she scoops them up by the handfuls to lift them in, you know, and put them into the new hives and stuff. I mean, but she's scooping out bees and they're all over her. And she's got handfuls of bees and stuff. And they're not, you know, and she's perfectly comfortable. I mean, it's just an amazing story to see how incredible these bees are and how amazingly someone that is in tune can work with them that way. So anyway, go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, scroll down a few posts, and you'll see the pictures right away of the bees and this woman. She's got blonde hair. But open it up. Watch the videos, read the story. It's really amazing. Really amazing. And of course, you know, I love honeybees. And so having someone like that, gosh, it was just incredible to watch. All righty then. Let's see. Natasha Venter is here, our medium, animal intuitive, communicator, psychic, personal awareness coach, covers all the bases. She is here, and Stacy's here, screening your calls. Nathan's here, keeping us going.
And so is Martha Norwalk, who is an animal behaviorist and trainer.
You know, technically, it's an animal behavior therapist. I guess that's what you said. So anyway, that's what I do.
And we're all here to take your calls at 425-373-5527. So if something's going on with your pet or even yourself, we have Natasha here, too, to help with that. Just give us a call, and we'll get you on the air and answer your question for you. Find out what's going on.
Now, did you say, I thought you said, do we have a phone call?
We do.
Okay. And who's up next?
It'll be Cindy calling from Sultan.
All right, so before we go there, I was going to tell you that we still have some follow-up to do with Animal TV, and I'm going to personally corner Natasha for a while on some stuff. That'll be of interest to all of you. I'm so looking forward to this, Natasha. We are, for any of you regulars, you'll know, we are headed out to Sultan. and to a regular listener who has become a friend of mine, Cindy. Good morning, Cindy. Welcome back to Animal World.
Hello.
Hey, we've got some static going on. How are you doing?
The static doesn't sound on my end.
Sounds like you might be on speakerphone.
I don't think she does speakerphone. You don't have your phone on speaker, do you, Cindy?
Yeah, it is. I don't know how to turn it off. I'll try. I don't know how to do that.
Well, all right. Why don't... I'm trying to think. Because that really is too crackly to just leave her on like that. I'm wondering if we should put her on hold and let Stacy work with her a minute to see.
I could
if...
just write it and turn her up when she needs to talk.
Okay, you want to do that?
Yeah.
All right. So, Cindy, unless you can figure out how to turn that speaker off,
have her call me back, and then I'll see that if I do it.
Okay. So now, we'll have Stacy, and you've got Cindy's number, right? We'll have you call Stacy, call you back. While Stacy's doing that with you, Cindy, I'm going to catch Natasha and everybody else up on what's going on right now. Okay. All right. I heard her say it sounds good. All right. So Cindy's on hold. Stacy's going to see if we get a better connection. All right. So for all of you, Cindy has been calling in regularly. And Cindy lives out in the Salton area. She's out in the country and you know, land of no sidewalks and very rural. She's on 5 acres and all the properties around her are big properties and all of that and overgrown and everything. And Cindy has her little house and some outbuildings and a little cabin there. And she has her service dog, Emily, and her chickens. And then she had Lucky Kitty. And Lucky, this was the second time Lucky Kitty had been with her. He lived on that property with her. He disappeared. We couldn't find him. And then Lucky came back to her. And another, he was black and white to begin with, second time around, was black. Have a little white fur hairs on his face. He disappeared weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And we kind of been keeping, I felt I had a connection with him for a while. Natasha, you also, Cindy called in, I think, 2 months mm-hmm. ago and had a connection with him. But you said he was on some kind of mission and he had to do what he was going to do and probably wasn't coming back. And then last month, I think when we called in, I told you that I felt I'd kind of lost the connection. Mm-hmm. You felt like he had passed at that point. And what you told us last month is that you felt you were even off the air. I don't think we didn't air this, so I'll tell you all this. It was very interesting. When we got done with the show, Natasha and I talked a little more about this. And Natasha actually could see that Lucky didn't get eaten by a coyote or something. You know, mm-hmm. he was very savvy cat, you know, outside. But he had eaten something that killed him. So either mm-hmm. a poisoned rat or something like that, because he was, you know, on his own and scavenging, he ate something that's what did him in. Mm-hmm. So that was interesting to know. All right. Now, we also knew that Cindy can't be without a cat. You know, she's out there. She needs major rodent patrol. And since Lucky'd been with her at least twice in this lifetime, once we knew he was gone, I figured he'd be coming back. Okay, so here's where the woo, woo, woo starts. And oh boy. And this has just been so much fun. All right, so we think we have Cindy back. All right, let's see if we got Cindy back. Hello, Cindy.
Hello, that sounds much better.
Yay, no static. Cool. All right, so I've caught Natasha and everybody up to... last month when you called and we determined that Lucky was in fact passed. And I was just saying that we knew since Lucky had been with you, that was the second time at least that we know of that he's been with you in this lifetime. I figured he's coming back. And of course, we were hoping he'd come back and all of that. So last month where we left it was we asked Natasha about that. And Natasha, you said... Oh, there's a cat for you at a shelter or a rescue somewhere. Well, I didn't really like hearing that. I didn't argue with it at the time or go into all of that. But just knowing, only because, you know, that would be, I'm sure there probably is a cat somewhere at a shelter around that would be great. But for Cindy, it isn't easy as like you or me, Natasha, that we can just go to the shelter and adopt one. She can't do computers. She can't look at Pet Finder. She can't find the right one. She can't even get there. I mean, it's a whole, this would not be an easy thing.
I get it.
Okay, you know, so that would be really complicated, but I didn't go into those details. All right, so that was a month ago, and that Sunday, that was a week before Christmas. All right, so then Cindy and I talked the next day. Cindy and her service dog, Emily, they walk all over the area, okay, all the time. And they walk and they walk and they do miles and miles and they hike and all of that. Well, and she has neighbors around there. And so she knows a lot of the neighbors from walking around. And anyway, there's a guy in a trailer that lives in an adjacent property to her property. It's behind her. The properties connect, but it's all blackberries and overgrown. You can't walk between the two properties. So if Cindy were to get there, she has to walk out of her driveway and out of the road and, you know, quite a long ways to then get around to come from to the front of that property. Well, she happened to wander by there or something and with this neighbor. And the neighbor told her that there was a feral cat that lived on his property, and that cat had kittens, and that there was this litter of adolescent cats that were living on his property. And of course, they were very feral. He didn't see them, but twice a day he went out and banged a bell or something, and they came out and he would feed them. Mm-hmm. Well, and he thought they were maybe around 6 months old or something. And so we knew there was a couple of black ones and then a couple of striped ones with longer hair and stuff, but Cindy never really got to see any of them. But she had asked this guy, you know, thinking, okay, you know, when she asked me about it, God, feral cats born next door, growing up there. What a perfect match for Cindy, you know, mm-hmm. because those
to have a cat
born there that's feral and would know to hunt and would probably survive that. So let's ask him if you can, you know, like come over and start to bond and maybe you could have one of the cats or two. And so Cindy had that and he said, yeah. And so they started to make arrangements for her to come over and be there at feeding time when the cats would come out. And we were trying to figure out a way for her to bond. Well, when the guy said, okay, we can do that, then all, you know, my creative juices start going. And, of course, these cats, we don't really know how old they are, but we know they were born before original Lucky passed. Okay. But now here's the first woo-woo stuff. So this is where I go. So I know that souls can trade places. There's what you call walk-ins. Now, and how I can explain this to you, because it happens to humans as well as to animals. But sometimes, you know, an adult human might get really, really sick or something. And they maybe go into a coma for a while or something, and that they're almost at death's doorstep or all of that. And then eventually they recover. And when they recover, they're like a totally different person. Their personality is totally changed mm-hmm. and all of that. And my understanding of that is that when something like that happens, when they were out and all, at death's doorstep going back and forth, that soul decided, well, they'd just as soon go back home and that somebody else could come in and finish using that body. And that's what happens. There's a soul transfer or a switch mm-hmm. sort of thing. Okay, and we call it a walk-in. All right.
Yep.
Well, I know this happens with animals, and I have witnessed it a number of times with my own animals and versions of all that. And I'm not going to tell you all the stories. You just have to know that I wouldn't be talking about this and sharing these stories with you if this just wasn't absolute truth for me. I believe every cell of my being, and you can think I'm nuttier than a fruitcake and think it's only entertainment, and that's absolutely fine. But you just know I wouldn't be telling you these stories if it wasn't truth for me, okay? And that I hadn't seen it more than once. So I know that we can do the walk-in thing. Well, years ago when my cats of mine had passed and were on the other side and it actually came through, a listener called me My cats wanted to come back and all of that. I did a lot of work with Robin Alexis at that point from Mystic Radio. Anyway, we ran into a soul, Natasha. I want you know, the soul we ended up calling Chico.
Okay.
And Chico, what Chico does is help souls switch out. He helps with walk-ins. Well, we had a great connection with him. So when Cindy told me this, I said, well, hey, if Lucky's he's out of that body now, if he wants to come back, let's invite him to come back into one of these cats. And let me, I'll find out if Chico's available. And immediately Chico was there and said, hop, I'm on it. So I'm already talking to Chico and saying, you know, talk to Lucky if he says, yeah, wants to. So he's telling me he's going to help it out. Okay. All right. So all that goes down after the week after you were on the show and we talked, Natasha, and then we're rolling up to Christmas the next weekend. So the day before, I think it was the day before Christmas, like Christmas Eve or something, Cindy called the neighbor to say, well, I'll come over in the morning and make the arrangement. And he says, don't come. Don't come. And these cats have been here too long. You can't have a cat. You can't have any of the cats. Don't come. Well, so on Christmas Eve, Cindy calls me, and of course she's extremely disappointed, and wouldn't you be? And because the neighbors just yelled at her and said, "Don't come," and you can't have any of the cats. And this is Christmas Eve, for crying out loud! And we had this great plan, and Chico's and all. All right, so Cindy and I are talking Christmas Eve on the phone, and I'm saying, "Well, oh gosh, I'm so sorry, but you know what? I don't know what to do about this. But I think so. What we have to do, since we don't know what to do, and if there's anything we can do, we need to just turn this over, Cindy, to Divine Mother."
Exactly.
And I said, okay, so Christmas
souls
Eve.
Souls will come together who's meant to come together.
Right. So on the phone together Christmas Eve night, Cindy and I turn this over to Divine Mother, and immediately it's like the Masters are there and saying, okay, Divine Mother, Masters, St. Francis G, they're all like, we're on it. So that's Christmas Eve. So Cindy and I say, well, we're just going to trust and see what happens. And so Cindy, you know, as disappointing as it was on Christmas Eve and our plans seemed to be shot, we turned it over, went to bed. Well, what do I get a call Christmas morning from Cindy? She looks out her window and guess what she sees coming from the, you know, the property behind and wandering up to the little cabin she has behind her house. Is one of the black kittens, the cats. Well, you know, we're assuming it's one of the, it's a black one. I mean, talk about an incredible gift. We turned it over Christmas Eve, Christmas morning. One of them shows up and says, hello, I'm here. Now, since that time, so that was Christmas Day, was the first sighting of this black cat, who Cindy and I are now convinced, Natasha, it's Lucky.
Yeah, now, I was actually, when I heard Cindy, I said, is he back?
Yeah, so we're convinced it's Lucky for a number of reasons, because she started putting food out and, you know, at the cabin sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But now Lucky, you know, Lucky when he was with her before he disappeared, you know, the second original Lucky, he had his little patterns of where he would go and how he would walk around the house and places where he would sleep and outbuildings where he'd go and places that no one else would ever go. Well, Cindy's finding kitty paw tracks in all of the places where Lucky would go. Mm-hmm. And it's like this cat is going everywhere and doing all the stuff Lucky would do. He's just not coming in the house sort of thing. So she started feeding, and then the big snow and all of that. So then there was a period of time where didn't see anybody, saw, you know, some tracks here or there, but then the snow got really bad, and so there was nothing. And then all of a sudden, this last week, once the snow melted enough for them to be able to, then he started showing up again. She started feeding again. Last week, Nels was here, you know, was in.
Mm-hmm.
Cindy called in, and we had Nels tune in, and we asked him to see if he could, you know, make a connection with Lucky, and Nels got a connection. Starting and how he said that When he just focused on Lucky, it wasn't happening. And so when he focused on the cat that wandered in, he instantly had the connection mm-hmm. with Lucky. So he felt that it was Lucky.
Lucky.
And mm-hmm. then I thought that was a really big confirmation that it is, in fact, Lucky. Yeah. So now, now you feel the same thing? Can mm-hmm. you confirm?
Yes, there is this thing though that souls have to do is they have to get used to being back on Earth again.
Oh yeah, and I find just because it's the same one doesn't not mean that they're totally tuned in.
Yeah, it's
now
not
this
a,
cat's
it's a, not
doing all the
click.
Patterns, going everywhere, but it doesn't mean that they remember everything. Most of them don't, and there's a period. So anyway, so now the big news. Well, that Cindy's been feeding. Day before yesterday, he came like for five meals during the day. Cindy was thinking, I think that this cat's older than 6 months. Are these kittens? You know, she thought it maybe looked like from a distance, maybe a year old or something. But we don't really know. We don't know for sure if this is one of that litter of cats. That's okay. Good. That's what we wanted to know. One, is this one of them? And then B, it is Lucky. But the big news is yesterday, now Cindy had put out a trap. She wasn't getting any action. Didn't think anything was going to happen. And then all of a sudden, yesterday morning, I'm getting ready to go do a session. Cindy calls, and guess what? Lucky's in the trap. So she got him yesterday. All right, so then Cindy had talked about a sort of plan, well, that if she could trap him, that she's got a room in her house that she's devoted as her cat room, mm-hmm. and where we can find the kittens in there before. So figured that if we could trap him, we could bring him in and set him up in this extra room, and then she could start to bond with him and all that kind of stuff and get him spayed and neutered and all, or because we don't even know. Can you tell if it's a girl suit or a boy suit? It's a black cat, very skinny, she says.
Okay, as we're talking and I'm naming, it's feeling more feminine.
You know, I'm kind of thinking that too. My sense is, so Cindy, why don't you now, so Lucky, she was able to, she got him in the trap, she got the trap in the house, she got the cat room set up, and the last conversation we had was later last night. And you were getting ready to open the trap and let him out in the room. So what happened after we talked last night, Cindy?
So I went in there and just talked to him for a while, for like half hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then I decided to open the trap door and put the stick in the door to keep it open.
Yeah.
He was out of there within 2 seconds.
Oh, he came right out. All right. Have we lost you? Oh.
Did you hear me?
Well, you're breaking up.
Why don't we take a break right now and see if we can get the connection a little bit tightened up here.
All right, we'll see if we can't get a better connection with Cindy so we can find out what happened, you know, during the night. We've got to take care of advertisers because we're behind schedule. But Natasha, the other thing I want you to be looking at while we take care of advertisers, where we've got to go, is that when Cindy got Lucky the last time, she got his brother too, so we had Lucky and Blackie. Okay, mm-hmm. Blackie had passed a few years ago, medical issues.
Mm-hmm.
Just before Lucky disappeared this last time, Blackie came back in. Here's a lot of woo-woo stuff. Blackie would sometimes, in spirit, come to visit, and he'd get into Lucky's body, and so it would be Blackie for a while. Mm-hmm. And just before he disappeared, because the cat would change personalities, and all
I get
of a sudden
it.
He'd
yes,
do.
Yes,
no,
yes,
I'm,
yes,
I'm
yes,
not. I know you understand. I'm doing this for Radio Land.
Yeah, I hear you.
The personality would, behavior would change. That's how she knew who was Blackie or Lucky in the body. Well,
and then being brothers, they had a more of a DNA connection that they could do.
And
that
I had two that would do that also. But anyway. So Blackie came back to visit, and I figured, okay, it was either he came back to visit Cindy one more time while Lucky's body was still around, he could do that, or he came back to do this journey with Lucky. And so I'm wondering if it's possible. Now, as of last week, Nels was not able to make a connection with Lucky. We haven't, you know, there's only one cat that's come over. Do you think that Blackie wants to come back, or he would, Natasha's shaking her head no. So that's a no. All right. Well, so just stay with that because we'll have to inform Cindy. So if maybe it's just lucky this time. And then if you have any suggestions as what will help with the bonding and all of, and anyway, we'll go into more details. So while we're trying to get a better connection with Cindy so we can hear the rest of the story, everybody stay put. We'll take care of advertisers and continue with the lucky woo-woo story straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Talk radio that will get you thinking. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here until noon today and every Sunday morning right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, that's N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. You can find many of them at pet stores. You can definitely order them online. We all love the dog supplement. A lot of the Animal World family dogs are on NuPro, and then the NuPro nuggets for cats. Huh, that's one of the things that Cindy uses is shaking the NuPro nuggets for the kitties up at her place. So anyway, check them out, NuProSupplements.com and Whispering-Dragon.com. Check out Jude Ponton. She is our premier sound healer the area, and if you haven't experienced the gong room and the Acutonics forks and chimes and so forth, gosh, an incredible experience. You can see her in person. She can work with you remotely. You can go through the website, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon on Facebook, or just give her a call, 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. And, you know, call me if you need help with your animals, 360-217-7258. All righty, let's get back to Cindy, and let's see if we've got a connection again. Cindy, are you with us?
No, I am.
Hey, that sounds much better. Stay put. Try to hold still if you can. So what happened last night? He came out of the out of the trap right away when you opened the door.
Oh, man, it was in 2 seconds. He was in the corner of the room hiding.
Yeah. So did we spend time in there talking to him? Were you able to touch him as we talked about or anything?
Not after he got out of the trap. In the trap, yeah.
Okay, and I know once you touched him a little bit through the trap and he growled a little bit. Were you able to touch him more before you let him out? And did he stop growling?
He growled. He kept growling, but I talked to him and touched him just touched the fur, but not his body.
Okay, so now he's loose in the room, and you have his little tent set up and beds and food and litter, all of that. Is he eating?
He doesn't like wet food. He ate most of dry food.
So he's been raised on, you know, pretty much, you know, the cheapest, crappy, dry cat food is what the neighbor was feeding. So he doesn't like canned food at this point. Only the dry.
There's footprints in both the litter boxes.
Oh, okay. So he was in there anyway. Any evidence of urinating or defecating in the boxes?
He peed pooped in the crate, but not in the box.
Okay.
And then he looked out the curtain because the curtain was moved.
Uh-huh. So you've got a way for him to jump up and look out the window and stuff like we did before?
I said it similar to what it was.
Okay. Before. All right. Okay. So, Natasha, why don't you kind of look at this whole process? Because obviously there's a process we got to go through. And I don't know if you're able to kind of get inside of our Lucky in a new suit. Do you have any, can you tell at all if there's any connection with him in recognizing that he's familiar with Cindy or the place? Or, you know, are we kind of starting all over with him right now, even though he's got the patterns of Lucky around the house?
So this is the way I'm going to explain it.
Okay.
Is the soul is the instinct that is coming forth, the patterns, the knowings, and those kinds of things. You have in this body a very strong DNA of feral.
Yeah.
So when you're looking at this, the body mind has the DNA of feral.
Yep.
The soul knowing has the knowing of the patterns, the beings. The soul of Lucky has come back to being pretty primal, in a lack of a better word.
Okay.
There are going to be things that can happen over time that will remind the soul mind. I have an understanding that the soul has a mind and the soul has a soul, you know, but reminding the soul mind of this is a safe place. This is a safe person.
Well, and I don't know if this relates to what you're saying, but one of the things that Robin and I learned when we were doing so much work together is that you communicate with the soul on an earth level. But then you can communicate with the soul on the higher level, and you can get completely different information.
You can, depending and that's, on that's why I'm saying
is that
the
what
soul
you're
mind,
kind of talking about?
Yeah, the
yeah,
soul
okay.
Mind and the
so
soul,
I know what you're talking
being.
About. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Okay. So with that, that over time, you know, remember, you still have a teenager here.
Yeah.
Okay. So teenagers have blocked ears. They have blocked knowing. They know it all. They're in instinct, okay?
Right.
So when you're dealing with this, that you're working with a very primal, you know, DNA in the body, in its timeline, because this has been a couple generations now, that there's feralness, okay? I would not let this cat out for a while.
Well, that's what now... I told Cindy last night, she said, well, how long should I keep him in? A month, month and a half? I'd say, well, you know, if you were just moving a cat from one house to another and it's your domestic bonded cat, usually we keep him in for at least a month and bond him to the, you know, all of that. It could be longer than that with him. But, I mean, my first, I think the absolute is we can't even consider letting him out until he or she is spayed or neutered and all that stuff's been taken
yes.
care of. So that's
yes.
got to be taken care of before we can even get. Then how long he stays in, I think that's very much probably going to depend on what's shaking out with the relationship. And
exactly.
then, Cindy, what you decide. You might decide once we're spayed, neutered, and all taken care of there, you might decide, well, you just don't really want to force him to stay inside and really bond more. And so, you know, we'll let him go outside or her and just deal with that. Or it might be you're making progress, it's going to stay longer, and then we'll figure out the process to integrate him to indoor, out, or whatever. But I think we have to play it by ear and see what happens. And
yeah,
especially right now, Natasha, you said Mercury's just gone into retrograde.
Mm-hmm.
So we at least want to ride through that.
Yes.
And be working on this relationship and all of that, and wait till the planets, you know, Mercury's direct again, and then maybe regroup. So maybe next month we talk a bit about it. But now and then, if you looking at the energy now and maybe forward a little bit, what does the energy read now? Do you see Cindy being able to bond and make a friendship with this cat, or what are you seeing?
There's going to be a trust between the two of them that's very deep, mm-hmm. yet at the same time, on the surface, there's not going to be a trust.
Okay.
I don't know how to explain it.
It's, well, a soul connection, but it's not on the surface yet.
It's not on the surface, and it may take a while. I can see 6 months at least of this process. And the language I'm hearing from my team and your team, Cindy, is that if you want your cuddly cat, you're going to have to go find one.
This one is going to, that's been my experience. If we have a strong genetic feral energy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's what comes with a physical body.
Yes.
We know that because the mom cat of this litter is feral.
Yeah. And dad is too.
Yeah, so this is all coming from feral lines. When that
yeah.
is the case, now I've also, the more woo-woo stuff, you know, I believe that we live multiple lifetimes. And for me,
yes.
that is just a given. Yogananda says we live millions of lifetimes before
yeah.
we even begin to think about getting back to God. you know, and I figure, you know, my understanding has always been when you come into the earth plane, you work your way through the mineral kingdom and then the plant kingdom and then the animal kingdom and then the human kingdom, mm-hmm. you know, if you follow the trajectory. But of course, there's always exceptions. But I have found that with real feral cats, that often it is when it's in talking soul evolution, that the last lifetime before they move into a human lifetime is often a feral cat. So a feral cat often is living its first lifetime close to humans before it moves into being a human.
Mm-hmm.
So it can take very, very long time to bond
yes.
and to break through those. Like my Sophie Sweetcheek, she first came to me as a, you know, and you've all heard this story on the air. It's just been a long time. I don't think Nathan's heard it. I don't know if Stacy's heard it. But she came to my farm as an injured porcupine. I had a walk into a kitten, and I ended up a feral cat that I had the porcupine soul. Well, it took, you know, 10, 12 years for her to even sit in my lap. And then she did choose to make the move with me when I moved in to take care of my dad. And then she passed, and then she came back. So I have her a second mm-hmm. time. She still, even though she came from a domestic body this time, it was a recently feral domestic. And so
yeah.
this lifetime, she's been much better, and we've made a lot more progress. But so sometimes
she's
it can
prickly.
Take, yeah, you know, it can take lifetimes to get used to being around humans. So anyway, so it sounds like what you're saying is this relationship with Lucky this time is going to remain on a soul level for Cindy and Lucky, and that the physical body and personalities are not necessarily going to have a lovey, snuggly kitty. So he's probably going to end up being your rodent control and patrol on the property, maybe not living in the house. And if Cindy wants a lap cat, then we go get her a domestic cat that she raises in the house. That's what you're saying?
Yes, and actually this indoor, this lap cat can be indoor, outdoor.
Right, right.
It's not that it can't.
Well, you got to get a domestic body first.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and my cat, I'm dealing with the same thing. I'm dealing with very feral DNA. And it's taken me doing, I've watched Jackson a lot. And so
Jackson Galaxy animal.
Yes. So I spent a lot of time with her in a corner, me sitting and blinking.
Oh, gosh. That came in last night and I wanted to remember to tell Cindy, thank you for bringing that through.
Yeah. I even if she's on the front porch and I'm picturing a nice warm house, come on into a nice one. She loves to sit by the heater in my spiritual room here. You come in and sit by the heater, and it takes me usually opening and closing the door 7 times, blinking with her, coaxing her in. Finally, there's sometimes when I feel like she says, I can't get there. I can't get there. And she'll allow me to pick her up and walk her in. And that's when it was getting very cold. So I was able to walk her in.
So the blinking thing, Cindy, because I know you can't watch, you haven't watched Jackson. So when you're in the room with Lucky, you know, our new Lucky, if there's eye contact, you're looking at the cat, what you do is...
He stares right at me.
Yeah, when he stares at you, you slowly close your eyes. Slowly close them, then open them. Then slowly close them and open them. And that slow close and open when you're looking at the cat... Body language-wise, that tells the cat that you trust them and they can trust you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the language. So you just slow blink your eyes and do that whenever you make eye contact and you will actually be communicating.
And I'm going to add on one more thing, that if we do this with our animals, even if a cat is in fear and flight, you can do this with any cat.
Right.
But make sure that your energy... And what I found is if I'm just a little off center, so I'm not facing the cat full on, but I'm just turned just a little bit, and I turn and blink to them, and I make sure that I'm breathing at the same time. Calm.
Yep. See, in a sideways body stance like that, body language-wise, see, also backs off the stress.
Exactly.
And the threat.
And so with that, and then I blink. And at the same time, in my mind, I'm picturing something calm. You know, like a calm breeze, mm-hmm. nice, warm, sunny, you know, window, something that is calm that there's something that they can connect with, too, so that they start learning, because feral cats don't connect with us mentally. And that's part of the gift of getting trust, is that they start being able to communicate with us mentally.
Yeah,
and that's another line of trust, so that even if my cat is outside, I can still connect with her mentally because I have set up that trust with her.
Okay.
Even though she's feral.
We need to take care of advertisers. So let me, Cindy, what I want to know, I mean, is this enough for you? Is there other stuff you'd like to talk with Natasha about? Do you have more questions?
I'm sure I do, but I can't think of them right now.
Well, what I can do is put you on hold while we take care of advertisers and then check back in with you briefly before we close out the hour to see. Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So Cindy's on hold, and we are going to take care of advertisers stay right where you are, because we'll check back in with Cindy, and then we'll go close out hour number 2 and fire up hour number 3, get back on the love train one more time. So Animal World continues. More with Natasha Venter straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Walking your talk? Take us with you. The KKNW app makes streaming our programming easy on your phone or tablet.
All right. Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and gosh, we're winding down hour number two, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen, bioenergetic synchronization technique and energy codes practitioner, very gifted healer, and she... You can see her in person at the Intraspace facility, the old Rainier Brewery, or she can work with you remotely. She continues to offer a free introductory treatment for anybody that asks. All you got to do is call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. You can have a free session, and it's absolutely incredible. So take advantage of her. Linda Rasmussen, website is verticalenergyworldwide.com, and call or text her at this number for a free session, 206-841-1992, 206-841-1992. And of course, you do anything wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. So just shoot me an email or give me a call. Email's animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or you can pick up your phone and call me at 360-217-7258. All righty. Let's see. Cindy from Salton, we're talking about feral cat, black cat that she trapped last night and that we think is lucky come back. And Dr. Nils has confirmed that. Natasha has now confirmed that. But we're also kind of getting an education now about what that's kind of like when souls come back into a body. And it isn't as like, oh, mom, I'm back home and we know everything. Often, and you said like the soul's responsible for the patterns, which would kind of, the soul instinct would be the patterns, which would explain why the cat was going to all the places on the property that original Lucky used to go and hang out. Very interesting. Anyway, Cindy.
To add on to, souls have personalities.
Yeah.
So do the human, or so do the bodies have personalities. So there's certain tendencies that soul will have. And you, the old Lucky, you know, is a kind cat, yeah. Is a very kind cat, wants to be kind. But this primal self wants to, is still scared and in fear and flight.
Okay. So, Cindy, anything else you need to know about right now?
Yeah, I thought of something. So when I go into the cat room, I shake the can and talk. Is there anything else I could or should try?
Make sure that your energy is calm. You're breathing from your gut. And if there's a look that this cat gives you, turn your body just a little bit and blink.
Like slow.
Yeah, the slow blink.
And speak softly. Hi there. Yes. How are you? You know, we can trust each other, you know, and speaking that calmness.
Now, she talks to him about we've been together before. If she thinks about their experiences together before, might that help break through something?
I would run those. It's like a ticker tape or a movie through your head.
Right.
Run those thoughts through your head.
Yeah.
There's a new name, though, that this cat wants. It doesn't
want
the old name.
Doesn't want to be Lucky. Okay.
No.
Do we have any idea what that is? Cindy, apparently you need to tune in to kind of feel the vibration because Kitty wants a new name.
Okay.
And I think, because if I had to guess, last time we were talking about, we don't know if we're male or female. It's interesting that Natasha, you said you were skewing female. If I had to guess last night, I would have said female. That would be my guess. So,
and that's the reason why I'm not quite, and the name hasn't come forth yet, just because this body and the soul.
Yeah, we just don't know who she is yet.
Come into a union together a little bit more.
Yeah.
They're still trying to figure out each other. So give it that a little bit more time and the name will come. Name will come.
All right. Anything else, Cindy?
No, that's it for now.
All righty. Well, keep up the good work and just know that, you know, Kitty is stashed in the cat room for the indefinite future here. But, you know, I know you've got calls in and stuff and we'll figure out, but, you know, definitely need to get the spaying and or neutering or whatever and all of that done and so forth. But, you know,
that will help with the body part.
Yeah. So I'd say probably going to, you know, you'll be going for another month with her and then we'll talk with Natasha again next month. Of course, we'll have Nels and Linda tune in, you know, on the second Sunday of next month, and we'll keep up that treatment, and hopefully we'll make some really good progress, so we'll all get to follow it. Anyway, congratulations on catching the kid, and anyway, I'll look forward to next report.
All right, thanks for all your help.
All right, God bless. Bye-bye.
Blessings.
All righty, everybody. We are going to get ready to fire up the love train one last time today, but we have got open phone lines. And we'd love to hear from you. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the one, 888-298-5569. You're welcome to call and get in line, and phone calls take priority. But if we come through the love train and lines are clear, then Stacy's got a new vet show report for us, and I've got lots of questions for Natasha, and we got to get in current events, so we'll just start knocking all that stuff off till we hear from you. But I know we had some follow-up from last week, but I don't remember who they were. But anyway, hopefully you can pick up your phone, 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. And oh, remember, we can put pictures of you or your animal friends up on the screen for us. So if you've got pictures of you and your animal friends, want to call in, send us the pictures to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty. So we are going to close out hour number two. And then we will get to do the love train and spread the love and the light all over the world one more time and get us all energized up for the day and the week. And, of course, dancing is required. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Or you can get up and dance with me, and I'm going to cruise through your home, pick you up on the love train, and spread the love and light all around and get the juices flowing and ready for the rest of the day. And I always energize up the love train with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1100.